Sanchez with Schutzkus from Rabbi Yerushalayim Shechuinish, Barsasa Basashmuel, Shemar Sigmar Masada Chamus of Meir Zev. It says in the Torah of Ish, Kishka Vesisha Shechva Zera, Vishikha Nechrefis Leish, Vehofte Lon of Dasa, O Hufasha, O Hufsha, Lo Nitan La, Vikaristia Lo Imsuki Lo Hupasha. If a man lies carnally with a woman who is a slave girl, which Rashi says is she's chetzio shivcha, chetzio bascharin, half freed, half enslaved, and she's moresis, she's betrothed to an eved ivri. So if somebody has beer with her and she hasn't been freed, so the din is bikaras tia, is going to be malchus. She's going to get malchus. La yumsu, they're not going to die. Ki lo chupasha, she wasn't free. Vehevias Hashem al Hashem al Pesach al Moed al Hashem. He brings his Hashem to Hashem to the opening of the tent of meeting. And a ram for a trespass offering. Chibra lava coin be al Hashem. Fnei Hashem achatas asher achata. V'nitzlach lo mechatasa asher chota. And the coins mechaper on him with this ram offering in front of Hashem on the sin that he sinned, and he's forgiven from the sin that he sinned. Ad kan midivrei kodesho shel haTorah haKedosha. Rashi says, and it's from Torah's Kohanim here, and the Gemara in Krisis and Daf Tes, that it says V'nislach lo is coming the rabos as hashmezit kishogeg, that somebody who does this bemezit has the same din as somebody who does it bishogeg, because l'chora it's miyutar. V'nislach lo mechataso asher chota. Why does it have to say that? It already says he brings this Ela Hashem al-Chataso Shechata, as we've Nisach lo-Mechataso Shechata. So Rashi comes and says that Shabbala Rabos Mezit Kishogeg. The Mezit has the same din as a Shogeg. The Mizrahi is Tamea from what we see in Ksubis. That's just the Havamina. The Rabos Mezit Kishogeg. But the Gemara says, how can you say that Torah is talking about shogeg and the pasuk is marbid that mezid is like shogeg? I, the pasuk, is talking about mezid, not shogeg. The pasuk to start with is talking about mezid, so it can't be that it's telling you that mezid is like shogeg, because the pasuk is already talking about mezid in the first place, because it says bikarestia, which is malchus. Get malchus only be mezid. And this the Gemara says elaim alasus shogeg kimezid. Pasuk's talking about Mezid, and Shogeg has the same din of Mezid as Mezid. Why did Rashi say like the Havamina of the Gemara? The Gemara rejects this Havamina of Mezid Keshogeg, and it concludes Shogeg Kemezid. So the Mizrahi blibes with the Kashan Rashi, Ayin Sham, Ayin B'divrei Agur Aryeh, or B'divrei Hamalbim. This is all brought by Moravi Rabbi Gona Gadol, Devzik Manzat Sal, and we will continue based on his analysis. At the beginning of the Sugya, we bring on the Mishnah. It says, Elu Meviim Ala Mezid. It says there in the Mishnah, these are the ones who bring a karban and mezid like shogeg. Haba al shivcha. Somebody has beer with a shivcha charufa. He has to bring a karban on mezid, just like he brings a karban on shogeg. The Gemara says, Haba al shivcha minalan. How do you know that if somebody has beer with a shivcha, he has to bring a carbon? Tana Rabbanan, this shivcha nechref is lish. Tana Rabbanan, v'chibra lava coin. V'nislach lo mechatoso asher chota. and he gets forgiven for the sin that he sinned. Gemara says, Lasus mezit kishogeg. Mezit has a din of a shogeg. And that's Shaloka Maskanas HaGemara, that's the beginning of the Gemara, that Mezit is like shogeg. But in the Maskan of the Gemara, we don't need a Pasuk L'Rabbos Mezit, because the Pasuk is talking about Mezit in the first place. Or in Aramaic, Debei Ayri Kra, that's what the Pasuk is talking about. The Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, writes on what it says in the Mishnah, Chiyuv Karban B'Mezid, Shivcha Charufa, V'Habal Shivcha Charufa, Namar Bo V'Nislach Lo, Amru Lasos Shogeg K'Mezid. Shogeg gets a din like Mezid. Tzono Lomar, Shenislach Lo B'Karban Zeh B'Ezein Sheyiyah. That he's going to be forgiven with this karban, however it is. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel harambam. So we have to understand. V'nislach lo is also written legabe a karban chatos in Parshas Vayikra. However, there it's only b'shogeg. When it says V'nislach lo in Parshas Vayikra Legabei Chatos, it's talking only B'shogeg. So how does the Rambam say that from the Mashmos of V'nislach that it's Be'ezah Ofen Sheyiyah? It's not Be'ezah Ofen Sheyiyah. We see in Parshas Vayikra that V'nislach is only on Shogeg. So how does the Rambam here say no, the V'nislach is however it's done, Shogeg, Mezid, it doesn't matter. It's against the mashmos of the pasuk in Vayikra. And not only that, but why do we need a pasuk to be l'rabos mezid, to include mezid? You don't need a pasuk, the whole parish is talking about mezid like the Gemara says. So why does the Rambam say that you need a pasuk l'rabos mezid, b'cholin yin shiyiyah, even mezid? We already know mezid without the v'nislach lo. We also have to understand Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam writes, Lasos Shogeg K'Mezid. That it's makes somebody who does it Shogeg as if he has done it B'Mezid. And this is a problematic Rambam. Because the Rambam is coming to explain the Mishnah. If you're coming to explain the Torah, so there it's l'rabos, the maskana, it's l'rabos that shogeg is like mezid, because the Torah is talking about mezid. But the Rambam is coming to explain the Mishnah. And what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says mezid is kishogeg. That you have to bring this asham both for mezid and shogeg. Mezid is like shogeg. So the Rambam writes against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says lasos mezid kishogeg. And the Rambam says, Lasos Shogeg K'mezid. Lashon of the Mishnah is, Eilu Mevin Ala Zodon K'shogeg. So why does the Rambam say, Ala Shogeg K'zodon K'mezid? Difficult Rambam. Pasuk Chof says, V'ish ki yishka v'sisha shichvas zera. V'hi shivcha necherefes li'ish v'havdei lo niftasa ochu pasha lo nitan lo bikores tiye lo yumsu ki lo chupasha. We read that pasuk before. When a man lies carnally with a woman and she's this half-half, shivcha necherefes li'ish, half free, half enslaved, she wasn't redeemed with money, with a shtar, So there's going to be malchus bikaris tia lo yumsu. There's going to be no death ki lo chupasha, because she wasn't free, she wasn't a complete eshes ish. So the chor, we have to understand, why is this iser different than all other isurim in the Torah? Normally the iser in the Torah tells us that when this man has bia with this woman, and they're usser, when a man has bia with his mother-in-law, the man is not allowed to bia with his mother-in-law. So it tells us right away, this forbidden man with this forbidden woman. A man has bia with his friend's wife, they're not going to remain friends for that long. But it's this forbidden man with this forbidden woman. And here, it doesn't tell us who they are. It just tells us, v'ish, when a man sleeps with a woman. Who is this man and who is this woman? We don't know. And only afterwards it tells us, oh, she's a shivcha nechrafis lish, and therefore there's an onish. The Torah should have followed its standard form and should have said, v'ish, ki ish gavis isha nechrafis lish. When a man sleeps with a woman who is forbidden to him because she's nechrafis lish, because she's betrothed to a man. Aftelo niftasa, etc. Bikaris tia. Like it says in all the arayis. Why here, dafka, different than the standard form in the Torah, does it say v'ish ki ishka v'sisha without telling us what's forbidden about the union? And only afterwards it says, oh, by the way, she's a shivcha nechrefis lish. I think that should be mentioned at the beginning, like it always is. Das Harambam, Perik Beis, Milchus Surei Bi, Halacha Yitz, Perik Gimel, Milchus Surei Bi, Halacha Yitzayin, Perik Tes, Milchus Shkagis, Halacha Gimel, writes that the din of Shifcha Charufa is Mishune Mikol Chiyuvim. It's different than all other Chiyuvim. Even a Koton, Shigam Koton Habole, may be carbon. Even a katan who has beer with her brings a carbon. But the Rambam adds in Hilchos Shkagis, v'yirayli, she'eino mevi carbon ad she'yagdil v'yiye ben das. He only brings a carbon when he becomes a gadol in a ben das. Ayin sham basagas harayvid, v'magid mishnah, B'kesef Mishnah, B'lechem Mishnah. It's a ganze mesiba over there in Hilchos Shkagis. Perek Tes Halacha Gimel. V'toichen Advarim, that the opinion of the Rambam is based on the Sugin Krisis Yud Aleph. It says there that when the woman gets Malchus, the man brings a carbon. If the woman doesn't get Malchus, the man doesn't bring a carbon. So we see from this that the chiyuv of the man is dependent, contingent, on the obligation of the woman. And therefore, if she's getting malchus, since she was a gedola, and she was a willing partner in this sin, automatically, the man, the male, in this union is also going to be chayiv, even if he's a katan. And that's where the Rambam gets that gam katan abola mevi carbon, and the Rambam adds that he has to be a ben das to bring the carbon. V'hadavar mechusar, so look in those sources. V'hadavar lechor mechusar biur. First of all, we don't find chiyuvim by a katan kol haTorah kula. Ubame shiny. Why is Shifcha Charufa different than the rest of the Torah? Besides that, we have to understand that a carbon comes on a Bia Sisser. And if on this Bia, he's not Chayav Al Tz Katan, How do you see he's not chayav al tzkadim? Because he doesn't have to bring a korban. So ma pitom, then now he's chayav al tzgadol. The bee is already finished, and he wasn't chayav al tzkadim. So ma pitom, that you're being mechayav him now? How can you obligate him now? So these are all issues that we must look into and find some resolution. And sweet friends, if you stay tuned, Amir Tzashem, God should give us life and health and everything good. Hopefully in the next shiur, in this subject, we will see Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. I am so excited about this. So please stay tuned. We should be zochel l'ilmod u'lamid lishma v'lasus. I like to give people time to chew on the questions a little bit, to digest them. And it makes it so much sweeter when you get the answer after you've really thought through the question. And Amir Tzashem, we will see nifla'ot g'dalot. Please stay tuned. And we should always remember that sof davar hakol nishma. את האלוקים ירא ואת מצוותיו שמור כי זה כל האדם. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, but in other, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.